Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Just fine. Pat Hughes is a spokesperson for the Illinois Opportunity Project and a former candidate for the U.S. Senate here in Illinois. Pat, first, just give us a quick definition for the Illinois Opportunity Project before we get into specifics with what we want to talk about this morning.
Sure. The Illinois Opportunity Project, Bob, is a nonprofit entity that's designed to promote pro-growth policies in Illinois. It's an educational and outreach entity. We travel the state and do a lot of work promoting pro-economic growth policies, keeping an eye on our legislators, making sure that they're voting correctly on bills that would lead Illinois to the destination economy that it should be, as opposed to the economy, unfortunately, that it is currently.
And the reason that you're appearing this morning is that you want to point out something about the negotiations concerning public employees and the unions and the state of Illinois, that everyone listening right now doesn't have an opportunity to hear those negotiations or read about them that specifically because no one can be in that session?
That's right. I mean, the way it works is when a governmental entity, whether it's the governor's office or a local school board, negotiates a contract with government employees, that's done behind closed doors, and the contract's negotiated and ratified before individuals in the public have a chance to take a look at it or comment on it. And with House Bill 2689 would do, and it was introduced twice in committee, it would allow a period of time where such contracts would be able to be viewed by the public online, and then there'd be a public hearing for every contract so that the people who pay for these contracts, the taxpayers, would have an opportunity to chime in. Currently, the only thing you can do is wait for the contract to be ratified, and then once it's ratified, you can do a Freedom of Information Act request and find out what's in there. And, you know, basically, you know, obviously we're the taxpayers. We're paying the costs and the salaries of the dollars that are in these contracts, and it's important that there's transparency in what's being negotiated. And there's a specific reason for it. For example, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, that contract is $7.5 billion over 3 years, and the public doesn't have a chance to see what's in it until after it's been ratified. Unfortunately, House Bill 2689, Bob, was voted down twice in committee, and amazingly, maybe not so amazingly, it was voted down. The vast majority of the people who voted down, I think it was 17 of 18, actually take significant campaign contributions from the very entities who don't want these things to be public, the public sector union public sector unions.
Some argue, Pat, that House Bill 2689 is an attack on labor unions. How do you answer that question?
Yeah, I mean, it's not an attack on labor unions. I think that folks that work for these labor unions should be paid a fair wage for the amount of work they're doing, you know, good day's pay for a good job done. And certainly any fair labor contract between the state and between these unions should be allowed to pass through public scrutiny. I mean, after all, the taxpayers are paying for these employment contracts, and I can't think of a legitimate reason why the people who pay for the contracts shouldn't be able to see what's in them before they're ratified.
What would you suggest to listeners who agree with you to contact legislators, the state representatives over at the House?
Yeah, they should contact their state representative. They should contact their senator. They should demand more transparency. They should remind the legislators that Illinois' economy is in a free fall, and that part of the reason for that free fall is because there are structural ties to state employee unions contractually, both at the contractual level and then, again, at the pension level, and that's contributing to the downfall of Illinois' economy. And the more transparency we have, the more opportunity we have as a public to opine on these things and influence on those things, the better off the state's going to be.
How can we take a look at the information that you've imparted to us and even more? Do we go to your website?
Sure. It's illinoisopportunity.org. You can see all the information regarding everything that we do at illinoisopportunity.org on that site. And, you know, you can go and find out by contacting the state website as to who your legislator is and contact them and tell them that you're interested in more transparency and you'd like to see House Bill 2689 supported.
Pat, thank you so much for the information. We'll talk soon. Have a great day, sir.
Bob, I always appreciate being on. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Pat Hughes, spokesperson for the Illinois Opportunity Project and a former candidate for the Illinois U.S. Senator's action or seat here in the state. And the Illinois Opportunity Project, you might want to go there. And if you're saying, well, I didn't catch that web address, just go to your favorite search engine, put Illinois Opportunity Project. At News Radio WTAX, it's 648. Stay.